Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. White-tailed deer season kicks off the first Saturday of November in some parts of the state. This annual harvesting of deer preserves ecosystems.
If we didn't hunt deer in Texas, deer would eat themselves out of house and home, and not just themselves, but all species that thrive on that ecosystem.
Mitch Lockwood, statewide white-tailed deer program leader, says while hunters understand the management function of hunting, surprisingly few take full advantage of available bag limits.
One example is that in the Texas Hill Country, where we have the highest concentration of deer, where one can harvest as many as 5 deer apiece, the average hunter in the Hill Country harvests only 1.1 deer. And so with a harvest of approximately 1 deer per hunter, we're not ever going to meet our population management goals.
Lockwood stresses the importance of adequate doe harvest in most areas of Texas and encourages hunters to take advantage of the bag limits by putting more antlerless deer in the freezer. But if your freezer is full, there are programs to help you distribute the meat.
Hunters for the Hungry program in Texas is growing, and there's other programs that help hunters defer some of those processing costs so that hunters can donate venison to the needy with minimal expense.
That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.